This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New details can be expected to be released when it comes to the Russia investigation later today, as today is the deadline for the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to explain to the court why it accused President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal.
December 7, 1941.
Young listeners may recall asking others where they were when they learned of the 9/11 attacks. Those who were around decades earlier were asking friends and loved ones, where were you when you heard of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Hours later, President Franklin D. Roosevelt made one of the most famous radio addresses ever to Americans.
A date which will live in infamy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The federal government's jobs report just released minutes ago showing the economy created 155,000 jobs in November, well fewer than the 190,000 new jobs most economists were predicting. The Labor Department report also says the unemployment rate held steady at 3.7%, the average wage for American workers rising again slightly to $27.35 an hour. Former President George H.W. Bush now laid to rest after days of tributes this week. He was interred on the grounds of his presidential library at Texas A&M yesterday, his body traveling by train from Houston after a funeral at an Episcopal church in Houston, thousands of people lining the train tracks to bid farewell to the nation's 41st president. He died a week ago today, at the age of 94. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Deliberations will start today in the murder case of a man who drove his car into a crowd of protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. Prosecutors gave closing arguments yesterday saying that 21-year-old James Fields was motivated by hatred towards the protesters at that 2017 Virginia rally. Defense lawyers arguing that he was fearfully reacting to what was already a violent situation. Fields is accused of using his car to kill 32-year-old Heather Heyer while injuring 19 other people. A big winter storm now bringing a lot of snow to the southern plains, Texas, and the southeast U.S. Freezing rain will have ice accumulating to as much as a half inch in Texas and Oklahoma today. The two states could get, well, as much as a half a foot of snow before the weekend is over. Snow is expected to start piling up in the mountains of Georgia and the Carolinas as well by Saturday morning. Forecasters say parts of North Carolina could see record snowfall, and there's a chance of blizzard conditions in the higher elevations of the Appalachians on Sunday afternoon. And winning the lottery is coming easy to an Oregon man as Sam Hawley went to the Oregon lottery office to claim $1,700 but showed up too early, so he went to a nearby store to kill time. He bought a Keno ticket. using the same lucky numbers, and later found out that he had won another $118,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day right here on this very fresh an independent radio show. Bruce Kaufman joins us now, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Hey, I'll tell you, emotionally, I am wrung out this whole week, the tribute to our 41st president. And when I say that, I mean that with all due respect. Just watching something as historic as the funeral and everything around it, the way it was conducted. I know the president was very involved in how this was supposed to be conducted, down to the point, Bruce, that, you know, if you and I were going to be speaking at the event, we weren't going to get any more than 10 minutes, right?
Right. Right, Bill. Yep. And even as gracious as he is, he insisted that President Trump and his wife be a part of the funeral service.
And of course, all the pundits had fun with that because the front row seemed rather jovial. But as soon as Donald Trump came in, it was like, you know, the professor was seated. Everybody had to behave themselves or something. It was just, quite the change. But hey, nonetheless, I think it was, it was good. It was, bipartisan. I mean, even those, pundits on the left who were very critical of, HW were very positive suddenly.
Yeah, they were. I mean, you could say that was hypocritical, but no, in the end, they were very, very positive, and that was a very good thing. I consider him the most successful one-term president in our history.
Mm.
And he was also, as you said, it was a life well-lived, and, you know, it's somewhat ironic that we're talking today on the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the day that shall live in infamy, because as John Meacham pointed out in his eulogy, that when Bush, he's the youngest, he was at one point the youngest naval pilot in the U.S. Navy. And there's that famous attack that he was, a bombing raid he was on, and the plane was hit by flak and the wings were on fire, and he still managed to drop the bombs and then pull out and get over the sea, where he told his two crewmen, bail out, hit the silk, which mm-hmm. they did, and then he did. He successfully landed in the Pacific Ocean, and miraculously a U.S. sub came and rescued him. Mm-hmm. And as John Meacham pointed out in his eulogy, Bush spent the rest of his life going, why me?
Exactly.
Why was I spared? Why did God spare me? And he wanted to make sure that he lived a life that justified the fact that God spared him. Justified to God that you spared me, and I'm going to show you that what you did in sparing me, I'm going to pay you back by living a well-lived life.
Yeah, when you consider what happened to the rest of the crewmen there, I'm sure that had to hang over him. And not to mention, I think something that was very representative of this greatest generation, it was like they're blessed with humility. My dad was the same way. I mean, very humble man. And I always had this sense that when I saw my dad, I got a little bit of a glimpse of the face of God because of his, you know, undying, you know, very, you know, very free in his love and support of all his kids, and his sense of humility. And here is a man who was a medic in the European theater with Patton. And I imagine, you know, how many faces, you know, that he saw. And theirs was the, you know, for them, my dad's face was the last face they saw before they went into eternity.
Right.
You know, as a medic and all that occurred in World War II. But my dad never spoke of it, you know. And it just seems to be very consistent when I was listening to the stories of George H.W. Bush, you know, it just brought back all kinds of memories, you know, of my dad. And I think that for anybody who has lost a parent, it is a unique emotion. And we're right there with, you know, with the Bush family, you know, with 43, as he's giving the eulogy of his father and something that he wrote himself. He didn't want any speech writer. It was, you know, from his heart. And, boy, just absolutely, absolutely precious. And that family, in retrospect, and I think the temptation is, and Ted Kennedy said this years ago, that sometimes in dying we want to make somebody greater than they were in life. You know, something in words to, you know, to that effect. And I think that that's okay sometimes, you know, for us to maybe just so focus on the goodness of somebody outside of the political punditry. You know, it's just, okay, let's just, you know, can we celebrate somebody's life here? And I got to tell you, I was impressed with Meghan McCain. And maybe she learned something from her father's funeral when Joy Behar in The View tried to bring in the Trump discussion into it. And she called Joy Behar on it. And you know, Behar went off the rails over this deal. I mean, she didn't like being, you know, cut short. She didn't like being, you know, admonished for something. And Meghan was right. I mean, you know, I agree with her that, you know, that's not the time and place. I mean, we've got plenty of time to talk about politics. But
absolutely. You know? Yeah, she said, you know, can we talk? Why are we talking about this?
Right.
We should be talking about the fact that this man has died, that he's lived a life well loved. So, I mean, yeah, that, there's another time and a place for that, Joy. You're absolutely right.
Can we only hope that maybe our politicians would draw, you know, from this life well lived, from the example, the humility, his family, and maybe draw from it and say, wow, you know, can we be gentler and kinder at a time when we seem to not even know what gentler and kinder means?
Yeah. Okay, Bill, so there's one story that just, to me, my favorite story about George Herbert Walker Bush that basically exemplifies his life. On the night of the election, he was in Houston. This is the 1988 election between him and Michael Dukakis. And he's at a small party in Houston. And they're watching the returns. And it's finally announced that George Herbert Walker Bush is the new president. He's defeated Dukakis. He is the next elected president of the United States. So there's a motorcade outside waiting for him to take him to a victory celebration, a huge victory celebration, national exposure, all of that. Mm. The motorcade had to wait a half hour longer than they thought they were going to have to wait because after the party, George Bush went into the kitchen and helped clean the dishes. That is the George. That is George Herbert Walker Bush that lived a life well lived.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it
right
really.
There. I liked what Al Simpson had to say. Everybody had to laugh about that. What a character Al Simpson is, huh?
Yeah, really.
He is so funny. But that line: "Those that travel the high road of humility in Washington D.C. are not bothered by heavy traffic."
Right. That was a great line. And also, let's remember. Talk about it. I mean, he was a fierce competitor, Bill, but he was such a gracious loser. Mm. And the story that it was told, and I think probably most people know it, is that when Bill Clinton defeated him, before he left the Oval Office, he left a note for Clinton saying how much, he, you know, that how gracious he was.
Yes.
Congratulations on being the president. I will fully support you in everything that you do to make this country the great, to keep this country the great country it is. He wrote personal notes.
I was going to say, people, that was one thing that you heard repeatedly, people, you know, relating personal notes. You know, Juan Williams, you know, he would, the president would send a personal note about his son, and, you know, and Juan Williams' wife going, well, how would he know about, why would he do that? You know, he's the president of the United States. Well, just that was the kind of guy he was.
That was exactly the kind of guy he was.
Well, like, as I say, we could only hope that some of the example that shined forth this week could rub off on all of us. Bruce Kaufman is with us, and we've got more from Bruce on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Someone once said, live free or die.
right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
You know, when you come up to it, you know, I used to think leading a fulfilling life was what it's all about. But what I've determined in my latter years here is that it's all about freedom. You know, what our founding fathers, Bruce Kaufman, had in mind in terms of the ultimate, you know, golden ring there is that we would live free, that we could talk free, that we could pursue, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that it could be available. And look at us today. I mean, we remain 240 some years later, we remain that shining light on a hill that draws humanity from all over the world. You know, Gallup says, if given the opportunity, what, 162 million people would choose to be in America tomorrow?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely, Bill. That is our mission statement. It's in the Declaration of Independence. Our mission statement is that our government, our nation, must ensure that we are all equal under the law, and then that we are all equally free to life, liberty, and the pursuit of our dreams. That is our mission statement, and we have been keeping that mission statement for 240-some-odd years, absolutely.
But it is a call, a righteous call, to the people, the citizens, that the founding fathers said, look, it's not because of George Washington. This isn't going to happen because of John Adams or Madison or anybody else. This is on the backs of we the people. If we are going to realize the freedoms that were envisioned by our founding fathers, that we know there's something about us that instinctively tells us that it's possible, but it requires courage. The courage of the people to stand up against tyranny, to stand up against these things that would limit our freedoms and liberty, as you say, across the board, not just for elites, not just for me, not for you. It's for all of us, Bruce, right?
Yes, it is absolutely for all of us. And as Ronald Reagan pointed out, freedom isn't guaranteed. Every generation has to make sure, right, that we are able to defend our freedoms, both internally and externally. Freedom can end at almost any time. So, yes, we have to be ever vigilant in the protection of our freedoms. That's absolutely critical.
And, Bruce, and if I can say this for just a moment as I'm on my soapbox a little bit here, and thank you for letting me do this, is that, you know, for these kids that are in colleges that are being indoctrinated by these professors, look, I get it. I understand. You know, you need to pass the class, and I'm not telling you to be rebellious to no end. But you better make sure you're checking out and verifying what it is that these professors are saying. We need to help you out and support you so that you're not overwhelmed in school. I'm hearing of conservative students all the time getting overrun and invalidated in their classrooms, on their college campuses, because they think conservative thoughts. But there is a, you know, there is a, there's volumes of history of why conservatism and why the Constitution works, volumes upon volumes. And you get these people who come up, these professors and academics who think they know better based on theory, not on fact, and they thrust that and indoctrinate our kids. And I'm for one, I've had it with it. And I just want to encourage the young people, because freedom is, they're the next ones to pick up the baton in this relay race, Bruce.
Right.
And they have to be prepared to fight the good fight.
Right.
Speaking of
it's
fighting
not,
the good
fight. As you said, it's not just fact, it's experience.
Yes.
All right? The world experience says that socialism, for instance, is a failure. And yet almost 50% of our millennials think that socialism is preferable to free market capitalism and democracy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Note to the millennials, they are lying to you. Okay, I don't know how else to put it, but they're lying to you. And if you think not, check it out for yourself in a quick read. You will find out exactly what Bruce Kaufman is telling you right now. Let's take a look here. We've got 5 minutes, and it's always tough between you and me because there's so much to share. But I know that you'll know how to make the most of the time here. the day that will live in infamy continues to do so, and we honor that day on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
We do, Bill. And I want to just give a special shout-out to the person who made sure that the sleeping giant that they that we were actually was militarily a giant, and that would be Carl Vincent, the congressman from Georgia. And that's what my column about was this week. Vincent understood early in the 30s that Imperial Japan and Nazi Germany were both going to be threats, and therefore we might at one point have to fight a two-ocean war, Atlantic and Pacific. So he was the one who introduced bill after bill in Congress to fund our Navy, to make sure that we had the greatest, most technologically advanced Navy in the world. And this was, by the way, during the Great Impression, Great Depression, when our spending priorities were domestic. All right, we needed to put programs to put people back to work, and yet he got that legislation passed. The other thing that is so noteworthy is that most of the time you're an elected official, you're passing legislation to benefit your voters, your folks back home. Vincent passed, he had all this legislation passed to create, to build ships, especially aircraft carriers. He understood that the aircraft carrier, not the battleship, was going to be the key naval weapon in World War II. And he had all of this done and did not ask for a quid pro quo in which all of this or much of this spending would be in his home state of Georgia. He wanted it spent where it would be most effective. That was the greatness of Carl Vincent. So when we say, all right, that the Japanese in attacking Pearl Harbor awoke a sleeping giant, Carl Vincent was the man who ensured that militarily we were that giant.
Well, you know, and when I read this article, you know, Bruce, and I'm so glad you brought this up, because this is one of those stories that is not heard. I mean, we know about the USS Carl Vincent, but you know we don't understand and appreciate the back. See, millennials, this is how rich our background is, okay? And you need to understand this, that here is a man who you imagine the opposition that he was met with back in the 30s. He had the forecast and the vision to see what was around the corner. Lucky for us.
Absolutely lucky for us. So, yes, we give and again, as you pointed out, Bill, because of him, one of the most technologically advanced nuclear-powered aircraft carriers in the world is the USS Carl Vinson.
Appropriately, that should
absolutely
be.
Absolutely.
You had another story that you wanted to share regarding Pearl in terms of the perception of Pearl Harbor and the success of...
Right. It was not militarily, it was not really that much of a success because while they did destroy the battleships, killed 2,400 Americans and so on, they did not strike the repair and maintenance facilities. They did not strike the storage tanks. They did not strike the U.S. submarine base. And all of our aircraft carriers were out to sea. So the head of the airstrike actually pleaded with the commander of the Japanese naval fleet, I need a second strike. Otherwise, this is not a success. And he was refused that. So the Japanese fleet went home. And because we had the repair and maintenance facilities still intact, fuel storage tanks still intact, we were able to repair most of the fleet at Pearl Harbor. We did not have to limp back to California and have it done. So it got repaired and finished sooner, and it got repaired and finished before the most important battle in the Pacific in the Second World War, the Battle of Midway. And by the way, that battle was based on aircraft carriers, which were out to sea and also were not attacked. So, and also the Japanese thought this attack was going to further, you know, the morale of the United States would drop. We would be further into our isolationism. And that was wrong, as we just talked about. It angered the American people, awoke the sleeping giant. So in many ways, Pearl Harbor was not a complete success for the Japanese.
And what it did in terms of the rallying of American ingenuity and production, Bruce, Rosie the Riveters went to work and we started turning out boats and ships so fast. That was unprecedented, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the thing. That sleeping giant was not just military; it was industrial. Okay, we had such a tremendous capability to turn our economy into a wartime economy very quickly, and that's exactly what we did.
Well, for a time such as that, the men that were there to answer the call in much the same way that our 41st president of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, as well. That's why they're known as the world's greatest generation, and we're grateful for that, and they're a part of our history, and it is we're so much better as a result of it. Bruce Coffin, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bill.
It's all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Goldmine Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Goldmine Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New details can be expected to be released when it comes to the Russia investigation later today, as today is the deadline for the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to explain to the court why it accused President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal.
December 7th, 1941...
Young listeners may recall asking others where they were when they learned of the 9/11 attacks. Those who were around decades earlier were asking friends and loved ones, where were you when you heard of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Hours later, President Franklin D. Roosevelt made one of the most famous radio addresses ever to Americans.
A date which will live in infamy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, it's time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, lots to talk about when it comes to your money these days, huh?
Absolutely. Huge volatility. Mm-hmm. I mean, earlier this week we had a soaring market and then a plunging market. It's all based on what happened last weekend with the Trump-Xi meeting.
Yes.
And do they have a deal? Do they not have a deal? Everybody's very unclear about the whole thing. It's on a pretty short leash. I mean, they have a three-month time frame starting December 1st, so basically until March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Kudlow was right. I mean, everybody's so excited. I mean, the Chinese aren't even back home yet. They're still in flight. You know, they're not going to get back till... Actually, they get back today to China, and so it's going to take some time, just like anything, you know. But the fact that, as was said, they're sitting there right across from each other, both presidents, their staff, and they're watching. And President Xi is going right down the list, you know, a lot of items to check off, and he's siding with President Trump. And so all indications, you know, as we say in the sales and marketing business, that's what we call buying signals. And so they look very, very positive. But, you know, like everything that is America, you know, it's like show me the money.
Well, yeah, I mean, to give you an example, the Mexico-Canada deal took 18 months of very hard negotiating, and it came through at the last possible second. Remember, it looked like it was going to fall apart.
Exactly.
And at the last possible second, Canada kind of conceded to what we wanted. Mm-hmm. And those are our closest allies.
Exactly.
Imagine doing something with Canada, with China, which is our adversary,
right,
and do it in less than 3 months, in 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, we still have to negotiate that through a Democratic House.
Well, yeah, that's correct. I mean, there may be problems getting the Canada-Mexico deal through the House as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, compare that to China, where the problems are much more intractable. We're asking things of China that I think are, at a minimum, difficult and probably more likely impossible for them to deliver. Things like, they never steal intellectual property. They don't even agree they're doing it.
That's right.
forced technology transfers. That's their whole business model of the way they do things. Supporting state-owned enterprise. That's a huge source of employment in China. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't support these companies, what I call zombies, they would all collapse, basically.
Exactly, right.
So to ask them to stop these things is really, really difficult. And I frankly do not think it's going to work. And I do not think we're going to come to an agreement. And come March 1st, I think tariffs are going to go up from 10% to 25%, and that's what the markets have been so worried about. The markets desperately want some kind of a deal so that we don't get into an outright trade war with them, and maybe we will, but I don't see the conditions for that happening, Bill.
Well, I'm probably just a little bit more optimistic than you, but we've talked about this before. I think it's worth a shot. And I like what President Trump is doing. And will we, you know, like in any kind of negotiation, you never get 100%. But if we can get China at least, you know, because this is no big surprise. I mean, this has been talked about for a long time. We've looked to the WTO for quite a while on behalf of American businesses and America in general to defend us and to do something about it. Well, you know, they haven't done a whole lot. So it's taken Donald Trump to bring it to the forefront and say, okay, now I would say, you know, even if it's not the same as it was, that's some improvement, and that's something that will serve us. And then, you know, if we have to move this, you know, incrementally, that's okay, too. At least we're getting some movement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've won a lot of WTO cases against China.
Right, exactly, about 90%. So we've got a great batting record.
They keep doing what they've been doing.
Yeah, and it takes forever. The other thing is it takes forever to get it through. And, oh, yeah, by the way, our president's on our four-year cycles. So they come and they go.
Which they're not in China.
No, that's right. It's for life.
He's for life, so he doesn't care.
No, exactly.
So it's an unequal situation. But China's being hurt by this bill. I mean, their stock market is down very sharply.
Yeah.
Their economy is clearly slowing. They're very much of an export-oriented economy. And so, you know, we're getting hurt, too, but they're getting hurt a lot more.
Exactly.
And possibly the pressure we're putting on them now, and certainly if we raise the tariffs to 25% on everything coming in from China, over $500 billion worth of goods, that'll put an incredibly increased amount of pressure on them.
Mm.
And maybe as a result of that, they'll cave in. But it's going to be tough. And this is what our stock market is looking at very carefully, because we have a lot of companies exporting with big operations in China.
Mm.
Just to give you one example, Apple is being hurt because I think 20% of their sales are in China now, and they have obviously a lot of manufacturing there. So it's definitely affecting our companies as well.
Well, no question. But the fact of the matter, though, Jordan, is that if this was a fait accompli and a no deal, do you think China would have given us 90 days and given themselves 90 days?
No.
Yeah.
They're hopeful because, again, it's hurting them.
Right.
They're hopeful they can work something out and avoid. I mean, Trump has these 25% tariffs kind of hanging over them as a sort of Damocles, and they know if they don't come to some agreement, that's what's going to hit them.
Right.
He said he was going to do things before, and he did it. So he has credibility on this front, and it's up to the Chinese to really kind of cave in to some extent, and it's for their good as well as ours. I mean, if we get tariffs down and get these and have more trade, that's good for China. It's just as good for us as well. So interests aren't making it happen.
Where's the rest of the world on this? Because if we do this, you know, the EU, everybody is better served as a result of this, are they not?
Well, correct, because they've got the same barriers against the EU and other countries as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the TPP was formed,
right,
which has 11 countries, we are not part of it now, around the Pacific, to be a bulwark against China. That's why it was formed.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. If China can open up lower tariffs, open up its economy in various ways, that's good for all kinds of countries. And we need it because the economy mm-hmm. around the world is definitely slowing. And one of the major reasons of that is this trade war that's going on. If we could ease the trade war and get growth going again, the markets would go up and we'd be in much better shape.
And I'm looking at the unleashing of human potential that this could mean for the entire world. I mean, we got geniuses sitting there in these other countries that are being held back and restrained because of the way they operate. You know, Jordan, we open this up. I mean, this is going to push competition on all levels. And I see this as win-win for everybody involved here.
Pushing innovation as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On both sides.
Absolutely. So Christmas Santa Claus this year or not? What are we going to get?
Well, it could change moment to moment. But right now there's kind of a negative cast on the market because of this. And the other thing is the Fed Reserve. I mean, the Fed Reserve clearly is going to raise rates at their December meeting. But now they put out some kind of uncertain signals about what's going to happen in 2019. But those are the two kind of clouds hanging over the stock market right now, is the China trade war and how aggressive the Fed's going to be. So I don't think it's going to be a great Santa Claus rally going into this year because of those two concerns.
Okay, what else do we need to keep an eye on? We got about a minute and a half left.
Well, the yield curve has inverted. That means the difference between long-term and short-term rates. Normally, short-term rates are much lower than long-term rates. Recently, the short-term rates have been rising higher than long-term rates. That's typically a sign of an economic slowdown. We haven't had that since 2007. So that's a new signal that is also worrying the stock market, the so-called inverted yield curve.
Right. Well, see, that's what happens when you start to have an economy. You have an economy that's growing. You start getting some of these adverse effects. You know, if you have an economy that's stagnant and the Fed's printing up a bunch of, funny paper money, this is stuff that we have to get through and will build some strength in the economy on the other side of it. But this is all part of the process, is it not?
Well, it is. On the quantitative easing that the Fed did for all those years, adding $4 trillion, as you call it, in funny money to their balance sheet, has distorted the markets in ways we've never seen before. Now they're trying to get out of it. It's not easy when you've had that much money. They're trying to pull things back, but the markets don't want to do that. So inverted yield curve is something people watch very, very carefully.
Right.
And every time there's been a recession before that, like 11 months before that, you've had an inverted yield curve, and that's what just happened this week.
Well, I could only think that it would benefit the Fed as well as all of us if they got together with Trump and say, hey, look, let's realize we're on the same team. Can we do something together and manage this so that, we don't have to go through these horrendous peaks and valleys? We'll see how it proceeds, and we look forward to always having you on the show and keeping us up to date. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into
of publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Someone had the courage to say it.
We are the light of the world. We are the city I am. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. Let the light shine. We are the light of the world. We are the city I am. We are the light of the world. We got it, we got it, we got it. Let the light shine.
Gil Martinez, live.
Let it shine, ladies and gentlemen. You bet it. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. If you've got the light, let it shine. If it was ever a time, it just seems like there's always a time. I want to bring Danny Huerta on right now. He's an expert at Focus on the Family, an expert of many things, but particularly when it comes to family and as a counselor, a father of two, so he knows how to, you know, wrestle cats because, you know, and probably sometimes, Danny, you say, you know, I'm glad there's only two, right?
That's right. You know, Bill, I wanted 10 when I first met my wife, and she didn't want any, so we settled at two.
You settled at two. You had to negotiate, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hey, that's what it's all about. Well, Danny, I want to bring you on here to talk about a crisis that we have. I mean, I'm reading headlines all over the place here. Teens are in the midst of a suicide crisis. Teen suicide is contagious, and the problem may be worse than we think. You know, it is incredible what is going on. You know, the news of the day can distract us from, you know, the heartbreak that many families across our country are enduring this holiday season. And as the one headline said, I mean, we're in a crisis here.
Yeah. You know, there are over 3,000 suicide attempts a day among 9th through 12th graders. So there's a lot of pain, a lot of emptiness, and we got to take notice.
What's going on, Danny?
Well, I really think that, you know, if you look at culture, the pace is, we can't maintain the pace that many people
are having, and then also with social media, the amount of influence that kids have around them has never been seen before. I mean, we're influenced positively and we're influenced negatively, and influence begins to help define who we think we are or who we think other people think we are. And the messages, the media, the television, the movies, the YouTube, the graphic stuff that they're showing and glorifying to get money is really impacting kids, especially kids with a mental health issue. And most of the suicides do end up happening because of a mental health issue colliding with other factors in a person's life.
Well, it's those kids that are on the outside perimeter, so to speak, or maybe they're on the edge of the perimeter. They're most vulnerable, and you can identify them, you know, fairly quickly just by going out into a schoolyard to see how they interact with others. But like you say, Danny, you know, the kids are getting pulverized, you know, whether it's with social media, the invalidation, the fact that an anonymous individual can say things about you, and the kind of destruction that it can do. I know when I was growing up, it was that saying, sticks and stones will break our bones, right? But words will never hurt. That's not necessarily true. I mean, words hurt. And particularly, you know, when you've got the power of social media out there making the impact, and you add to it this ingredient of invalidation. You know, people, you know, groups want to make you less than and put you on the outside. You know, one moment you can be in the in crowd, and the next minute you're devastatingly kicked to the outside perimeter. And this seems to be happening whether you're a kid or an adult for that matter.
Yeah, and you know, with Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, a lot of times you see what other people are doing. They're showing you their highlights. And I know there's been many articles now written on that. And and the fact is, when you're looking at it, you're not having one of those highlights. And if you're lonely, you're empty, you've had repeated losses, you're chronically sad or depressed, or you're having chronic emotional pain, then seeing other people having a great time, smiling, showing the highlights, you say, well, I'm not having that kind of life. And we know also through Facebook and through other types of social media, people that are really struggling and having those dark moments are also communicating through that and encouraging others to harm themselves or do things to themselves. And a person feels a sense of belonging, like they're understood. Another person's having pain, and they begin to attach to other people that are in pain. And that can become quite dangerous fast.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Danny, you mentioned the media itself. I mean, we know, and we've reported on this, Netflix, some good things they do. One of the bad things, I mean, this series that they're doing on teen suicide is so disgusting. But, you know, all in the, I guess, all under the guise of freedom of speech and creativity and all that, it's okay that somebody who is, you know, greedy for money is willing to put our kids at risk. And I got to tell you, I am surprised there's not more outrage from the parents across this country. I mean, we've got to take a stand against this kind of insanity.
Yeah, there's too much silence on that. And we did actually do a podcast series and a free download for parents on the 13 Reasons Why series that Netflix has put out. And you know, any parent can access that, and hopefully it gives you some good conversation points if your child's getting into that. Because there have been some kids that where they have shown no signs, and then suddenly they're in the middle of this crisis, and they're watching or binge watching 13 Reasons Why, and end up going through the process, and that really can be devastating to the family, to society. Kids don't think through that. And the dangerous part is teenagers are in an impulsive stage of life and a very vulnerable stage of life. And that show, it can be dangerous in the wrong hands.
You know, kind of amazing by contrast, Danny. We've got a teacher looks at a candy cane. Maybe he was listening to one of the shows we did with Ace Collins talking about
you know, the J shape of the candy cane, how some looked at it as a J representing Jesus. Others looked at it as the shepherd's crook, you know, to, you know, lead sheep, sheep and direct accordingly, you know, like it was the shepherd's shaft. And but this particular teacher looks at it as a J, and so now he's outlawing candy canes on the campus. I mean, you know, it's amazing that you will have that kind of outrage over the shape of a candy cane, and then we have real issues like what's permeated our society today that's killing our kids. I mean, to the point that we're in a crisis. Now, if you are not directly affected by your family, and this isn't, you know, by the grace of God, thank you, that, you know, thank the Lord that you're not having to deal with. But the fact of the matter is there are parents out there dealing, you know, Danny, I remember there was a dear friend, I mean, a solid family, and the son at 17 years old got into the choking game. And guess what? You know, suddenly he got in the choking game, and there was no escape, no out. And his father discovers him hanging in his closet of his bedroom.
Yeah. Too many stories like that, Bill. And that's a sad thing, because there are some kids that want to test death, right? They want to see, can I really die? And they feel immortal. And there's some kids that don't care about life, so they look like risk seekers, but the fact is that it's another different way of not caring about life. And as youth workers, pastors, parents, we have to be really carefully listening and watching, being noticers of what's happening in our kids. Listening is an act of love.
Yes. And
sometimes we're in such a fast pace as parents that we and this is not as a guilt thing for parents. This is more of an awareness. Let's stop and just press pause and listen carefully and show that act of love. It's about bringing God into the present moments with our kids. And really, you know, God says in Psalm 147:3 says he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And the more we listen to kids and affirm the fact that they have a lot of things coming at them, a lot of pressures now, much more expectations in athletics, in academics, and then also less sleep, more media, more influence. There's just a lot of factors
affecting
the youth today. And as parents, we have to take the time. It's temporary. It's short. We got to create margins in our life so that we have time to spend time with our kids. That's a gift that we give our kids and give our families.
Well, one of the things that I appreciated in riding a motorcycle is it became about target focus. Your eyes will take you where it is that you're looking at. If you're focused on a particular target, that's where the bike and where you're going to end up. And I see the comparison in terms of life, what you're focused on. If your target focus is, you know, 13 reasons and suicide and all that, you're going to end up there. Eventually, that's where you're going to end up. So what you need to do is change your focus to what God says and what how he identifies you and whose you are when you declare that you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ and you are a son or daughter of God. And if that is your target focus, you're going to get through some of these currents, these countercurrents of the culture that would want you to be like everybody else.
Yes. You know, last words right here, Bill. I'm going to say, become an investor in youth, whether it's your kids or someone else's kids. Really invest in them, encourage them, see positive influence, be part of the rolling credits in these kids' lives in a very positive way. But you have to be intentional. And we've got God's word in our hearts. What a wonderful gift this Christmas season, Christ's birth, then his death and resurrection. It brings hope to dark places. And, you know, one resource we just created for people out there is alivetothrive.com. Look for that. That's a great resource to use with youth in suicide prevention.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it. Danny Huerta. I'm Bill Martinez.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Compliment your health.